What's more important, conviction or compromise?
Give me all these
That's good.
Questions, knowing I'm sure that I'll never say, oh, one or the other.
No, I know. That's all right. You know you have the option, I'll pass, or you can say, like, Craig beats me up. I've done 8 to 10 interviews with Craig, and he always goes, that's the stupidest question ever. And then he proceeds to talk about it. But, yeah, I know that my questions are often either or, and you can beat up the questioner, me, for it, or you can talk about the idea or pass. You know.
Oh, well, no, it's fine. I am criticizing the question, but I'm not criticizing you for asking the question, because the question can serve the function of just stimulating me to talk about the concepts of compromise, the concept of conviction, etc. Anyone who ever gets into any sort of debate or philosophical conversation with anyone else is familiar with the pitfalls of different definitions for the words and different ways of perceiving the meanings of the words of the people involved in the discussion, and how just complex that sort of thing can end up being, and how much it can end up being a sort of endless spiral into nowhere or whatever. So some people are inevitably going to say something in favor of compromise or tact, for example, but then there's not necessarily a contradiction between compromise and conviction, because it could be that one's conviction is that compromise is the road to consensus, for example, and one's conviction might be in favor of consensus. I don't have any sort of conflict between those two concepts
at
all.